I'm Norman Corwin. This program is based on a story by Stephen Crane, the man who wrote The Red Badge of Courage. When Crane died at the age of 28, he left many short stories. Among them, The Blue Hotel must stand as one of the oddest of all tales of the American West. This saloon is not a part of the Blue Hotel. As of the turn of the century, it happens to be the only saloon in Rompa, which is near Broken Arm, Nebraska. The hotel itself is just up the street. We get to it in a minute from now.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson. My husband and I do a lot of entertaining, and we live by a very simple rule. Always treat your company like family, and always treat your family like company. Well, why put candles on the table only when company's around? Or serve an elegant dessert like this one, only on elegant occasions? Especially this one. It's a brand new dessert from the Jell-O people that looks like you spent all afternoon making it. It's called Soft Swirl, and it's elegant like a mousse, creamy like a Bavarian, yet so light it peaks and swirls. And there's a flavor to please every member of your family. Peach, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. The kids will love them all. And the best part is you can serve Jell-O Soft Swirl 15 minutes after you first think of it to make any dinner a special one. So now you can treat your family like company, even when there's no company around.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad, can we eat
now? I want to have some.
Dig in, family.
Well, here we are. I think you'll like this room. It's small, you know, but it's nice and cozy. You ever been to Romper before?
No.
Oh. Well, if you had, you'd have recognized this hotel, even if you had ridden through town on the express. Because I think I can fairly lay claim to it being the only hotel in the world that's painted blue. A darling blue. It's a pity you come at night, because you'd have enjoyed that. You can see the blue all the way down to the railroad station, even on a snowy day. Well, now, here's your basin. You got water. And, oh, here's your towel. I hope you don't mind it being used a little by the fellow that was here last night. There you go. Well, as soon as you're all set, you can come down and join the other guests.
Why, those men down there, who are they?
Well, now, there's a cowboy there. He's on his way to a ranch near the Dakota line. And there's a fellow from the east. He's heading for Frisco. Where are you heading?
Oh, I'm going out to Idaho. I have a brother there.
Oh, Idaho. That's pretty rough country out there, isn't it?
A lot of these western towns are very dangerous, I suppose, eh?
Dangerous? How do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, can't say I do.
Who is that man down there? Who wanted to take my bag when I came in?
Oh, that was Johnny. He's my son.
Oh, I see. Well, I would like to rest now.
Rest? Oh, you'd like to take a rest, would you? What's the matter? Well, you think I was reaching for a gun or something?
Oh, no, I didn't think that at all.
Well, here you are. Not that you need a key around here, because this is a honest town and an honest house, mister. Now, as soon as you're set, you can come down and join the company. They'll have a game of cards going. We'll see you later.
Give me two.
You have to slam your cards down like that.
Well, that's my style, mister. If you don't like it, lump.
Now, there's a plain speaking man.
Well, I suppose another man been killed in this room here, huh?
What in hell are you talking about?
Oh, you know what they mean.
Well, I'm a liar if I do.
Now, what might you be driving at?
I suppose you think I don't been anywhere. I suppose you think I'm a tenderfoot.
Look, I don't know nothing about you, mister. And I don't give a damn where you've been. All I got to say is I don't know what you're driving at.
Oh.
There ain't never been nobody killed in this room.
What's wrong with you, mister?
They say they don't know what I mean, huh?
I'm afraid I don't understand you either, mister.
I see, you're all against me, huh?
What are you getting at?
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
Well, who the hell thought you did?
I suppose you're going to kill me before I can leave here, huh? Yeah? You're going to kill me before I can leave this room. You're going to kill me?
What's all the shouting?
These men here, they want to kill me.
Kill you?
Yes, kill me, kill me.
Johnny, what is this?
Damned if I know. I can't make any sense of it. Well, he said a good deal of men have been killed in this room or something like that, and he says he's going to be killed here, too. I think he's plumb crazy.
Kill you, man? Why would anybody want to kill you?
I can tell you. I know I'm going to be killed here in this room. I never get out alive.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Listen, have any of you been bothering this man, Johnny?
Good God, we ain't done nothing to him.
No, I mean, Mr. Scully, please don't be upsetting anybody. I'm just going to leave. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be killed.
No, wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute. No. You're not going until I get to the cause of this business. Look, what have you said to him to make him act like this?
Damnation. Didn't I tell you I don't know? No. How can I tell what's eating him?
Never mind, Mr. Scully, never mind.
No, you will not go until I get to the bottom of it. If anybody here's been bothering you,
nobody,
I'll handle you. No, look! You're in my hotel, and you're under my roof, and I will not allow any peaceable man to be bothered here.
Get my bag.
No, come here. What? What does all this mean?
I am telling you, for God's sake, for the 10th time, we didn't do anything to him.
You didn't? None of you?
That's right, we didn't.
I swear, it's the wildest nut I've ever seen. Well, we didn't do nothing at all. We were just sitting here playing cards.
Mr. Block, what have these boys been up to?
I saw nothing wrong at all.
Well, a man doesn't jump up from a card game scared out of his wits over nothing. Look, are you keeping
track? Look, we didn't do a thing. Now, Pop, I'm telling you. Now, can't you believe any of us?
I don't want to be killed.
Man, how did you ever get that idea in your head? Did you really think that they were going to kill you? Or that I would harm you?
Oh, no, man.
Listen. Don't you realize that we're going to have a line of electric streetcars here next spring? And that we've got a fine railroad, we're going to have 4 new churches, and we've planned for a new brick schoolhouse. This is going to be a thriving community.
Mr. Scully, please, how much do I owe you?
You don't owe me nothing.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, not after what's been going on here tonight. No.
Please, Mr. Scully, take what you want.
Put it in your pocket, man. Listen, I left something in this room. Now, where did I put it? I used to keep it under the pillar, but I moved it so that Johnny or the old woman wouldn't find it. Now, where did I put it? Where? Let me see. The trouble is, I never leave it, put it twice in the same place. It was... now I know. Here we are. I fetched it. There we go. There. Now, how about that? There you go. Have yourself a drink. Come on, I'll do you good.
I see.
You think it's poison, eh? Well, no. You just watch. There we go. Now, go on, have yourself a drink. That's the stuff.
No matter what your ethnic background, when you plan a meal, you should include something from each of the four food groups. Perhaps it's sweet and sour pork, bok choy, steamed rice and baked custard, or carne asada, chili relleno, tortillas and hot chocolate, or fried chicken, greens, hot biscuits, and a glass of milk. No matter where you're from, these meals will keep you going. Every backyard chef can find his match at White Front. White Front has the largest selection of barbecues and barbecue accessories in the West. You'll find fantastic buys on all the top names in outdoor cookery, in sizes and styles to suit everyone. Select this 24-inch Big Boy barbecue with motorized rotisserie, contoured hood, and revolving grill. When you think of outdoor living, think of White Front.
Hello, folks. I'd like to take a moment to tell you about a humanitarian project being carried out by American sailors in Vietnam. It's a joint U.S. Navy civilian program called Operation Helping Hand, in which American sailors are teaching their South Vietnamese counterparts to build a better life. You can help. For information or to make a tax-free contribution, write Operation Helping Hand Foundation, 1117th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036.
You're a woman, and Lady Sunbeam is more like you.
Ask for the shaver that's more like you. With curves to fit your hand, curves to fit your leg, a built-in light, and an angled head that makes it easy to get at the hard-to-get-at places. Ask for a Lady Sunbeam shaver.
And Lady Sunbeam is more like you.
Oh, he said the same for you.
And what did you do?
I hit him in the head with a heavy tin.
Ah, good for you. Good for you, too.
Hey, pull over and give us a shot of the stove. Come on, get over there, will you?
There's plenty of room on the other side of the stove.
Are you going to leave us standing in the draft?
No. Yeah, let the boy sit where he wants.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Well... what are you going to play here, huh? Hey, here, Tal, you're going to have a streetcar here in this town. I hope you have enough passengers to make it worth the while.
We will have.
Well, when I come in here, it didn't look like no town was growing up to be a big metropolis.
Is that so? And I suppose you come from some fancy city.
Where they have been in cities, you'd be lucky to get mail from now, let alone see them. You look like a man of the world there now. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I have traveled.
Yes. Well, I'll be. Yes, sir. I have been places, I can tell you. I'm thirsty. I think I'll go up and have a little more of that water up there.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it for myself.
Upstairs. He thought I was trying to poison him. You know, I think he's a little bit, you know.
Yeah, well, he makes me sick, he does. Why don't you throw him out of here?
Why? He's all right now. I think it's just him coming from the east. He thought he was coming to a real tough town. He's all right now.
You were right. You were onto that, Dutchman.
Yeah, well, he may be all right now, but I don't like it. First he was scared, and now he's too cocky.
Johnny, what do I keep here? Eh? What do I keep here? I keep a hotel, thank you very much. And every guest under my roof has a sacred privilege. Nothing's to be said to him that will intimidate him. He's to hear nothing that'll prejudice him in favor of going away. Well, let's stand for that.
No place in this town will ever say they took a guest of mine in because he was afraid to stay here. Am I right?
Right.
Mr. Brown?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think you're right.
Well, I tell you, what would you say we play a game of high fives?
Not for me. I got work to do.
How about you? How about you and me? We'd be partners against these two here.
Well, I don't mind if I do.
How about you?
All right.
Good.
I'll play.
You live.
Well, I'll be back soon. Now, I don't want any more hard feeling among you fellas, all right?
You're cheating.
Well, just a minute.
You are a cheater.
Cheater!
No, 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 no. You call me
cheater,
you lousy stinking foreigner! Now cut it out!
Call me a cheater! I don't let no man call me a cheater!
You're dead, you cheat!
Treacher!
He did, I saw him!
Oh, then wait a minute, what is the good of fighting over a game of cards?
I don't care, I don't care if I fight any man that says I cheat!
No, you're right, not here!
Now, cut it out, will you?
What is the use of fighting over a game of cards?
Did you say I cheated?
Yeah, you cheat!
Then we fight!
Yeah, we fight! You think I can't fight? I show you what kind of a man I am. You crook, you. You card shark, you. You cheater! Cheater!
Let's
cheater.
Go at it then, mister!
All right.
What are you doing now, Mr. Scully?
Cheater.
Oh. Let him fight! I put up with enough of this. I hide this damn sweet until I'm sick of him. Fight! Go ahead and fight! But not in here! Outside.
Oh, it's cold out there.
They'll manage to keep warm.
You know, the Dodge boys sell big station wagons and small ones, too. But this is right smack dab in the middle. Called the Coronet. Oh, hi, son. And it's got more cargo space than any other wagon in this class. Got this here two-way tailgate. Hop in there, sonny. And more leg room in the third seat, too. Right, boy?
I see Ford arguing with the sheriff.
See your local Dodge dealer. He makes deals to beat the band.
I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing here in Hong Kong, 12,364 miles away from home, holding a bowl of bird's-eye Chinese-style vegetables. Well, I'm here to make a point. Even though we make it over there in America, it tastes like here. So taste our bean sprouts, cabbage, celery, spinach, sweet peppers, bamboo shoots, and a sauce your husband will love. New Bird's Eye Chinese-style vegetables. We make it there, but it tastes like here.
Back there!
Johnny, boy, can you go on? Can you go on, son?
No. No, it's too heavy for me.
All right. You will. Johnny's had enough.
Yeah, Mr. Scully. Maybe now you tell me how much I owe you, huh?
You don't owe me nothing.
You don't owe me nothing.
Stranger, I don't see how you come to be so uppity around here.
Now, stop it. I don't want another ruckus.
What did I say?
How much do I owe you, Mr. Scully?
I told you before. You don't owe me nothing.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you owe me something. Kill him. Kill him.
That was a hard minute. Him standing there, leering and scoffing. How did you stand it?
How did I stand it? How did I stand it?
I'd like to hold that Swede down on a stone floor and beat him into a jelly with a stick, so I would.
Yeah, I'd get him by the throat and hammer him until I couldn't tell himself from a dead coyote.
Ooh, I'd show him.
Well, we'll all be rid of him in a short time. An hour and a half, he'll be on the westbound train.
I hope he keeps on going straight to hell.
Yeah, well, he's probably over at the saloon right now, swilling up booze with the money you refused to take. In case anybody wants to catch up with him, I mean.
Well, whiskey. Pretty cold night, eh? I said it's cold night.
Oh, it's warm enough for me, I can tell you. Warm enough for me, I had a good night.
You like the cold, eh?
I had a good night. I think I have another drink, eh? Have a drink with me.
No, thanks, I don't drink. How'd you hurt your face?
Oh, I was in a fight. I smashed a man to hell down there at the Blue Hotel.
Who was it?
Yanni Scully. You know, the son of the man that runs that hotel there. He'd be pretty near dead for a few days, I can tell you. I did a nice job on him, I can tell you. He couldn't get up. You know, they had to carry him into the hotel. He ripped him good. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. You have a drink with me, eh?
No, thanks.
Have a little drink with me. My God, you know, I whipped a man tonight. I want to celebrate, you know. I whipped him good, too. Gentlemen, you have a drink with me, eh?
Thanks. We don't want any more to drink right now.
Well, seems like I don't get nobody in this town to drink with me, huh? Seems that way, don't it?
Mister, why don't you just...
Don't shut me up. I'm a gentleman. They want people to drink with me now. You hear?
I hear you.
Well, you listen to me. These gentlemen here at this table, these gentlemen... going to drink with me, and don't you forget it.
Now, look, mister, this just won't do.
It won't do? How about you? I ask you to have a drink with me.
My friend, I don't know you.
Oh,
You come and have a drink with me, eh?
Now look, my boy. You get your hand off my shoulder and go away and mind your own business.
Oh, my boy, eh? Why, you little dude. You won't drink with me, eh? Well, I make you drink with me. I make you drink with me. Eh? Come on, you're going to have a drink with me.
Henry, you told him where to find me, huh? I'll be at home waiting for him.
He's gone.
Where's Scully? I want to pay up and get out.
Oh, he'll be back soon. There's still time.
Funny, ain't it? If he hadn't said Johnny was cheating, he'd be alive this minute. What a fool. The game was played for fun, too, not for money. He must have been crazy.
Well, the guy I feel sorry for is the man that killed him. He'll get 5 years if he gets a day.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him, too. He don't deserve no punishment for killing who he did.
Yeah. It's funny. The Swede would still be alive if everything had been on the square.
What did you say? If everything had been on the square. But he said Johnny was cheating.
Well, you're a bigger fool than the Swede by a million majority. Now, let me tell you something. Johnny was cheating.
Why, no. The game was only for fun.
Well, fun or not, he was cheating. I know it. I saw him. I saw him. And I refused to stand up and be a man. Let the poor Swede fight it out all alone. You? Oh, you wanted to kill him. Oh, and old Scully himself, we were all in on it.
Well, I'll be damned.
Do you know what collaboration is? Every crime is committed out of a collaboration. Five of us collaborated in the murder of this Swede. Usually there's, about a dozen people linked to the chain that's tied on to a murder. But in this case, there seems to be only five.
What five?
You, I, Johnny, old Scully, and the poor gambler fellow that knifed him, and who'll get all the punishment.
But I didn't do anything.